the Saturday Light Brigade. It's our youth expression showcase, and youth performances on the Saturday Light Brigade are made possible in part with support from the PNC Charitable Trusts, the Hillman Foundation, and our Youth Express program, and Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council in their administration of a grant from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency. Well, Joel Lindsay spends time mentoring students who are interested in writing songs and singing songs. We have two of his students here with us today. They're going to do four songs altogether, three original and then one cover. And the first is the person I'm about to introduce. He'll play a song, we'll talk a little bit, and then he'll play another song. Here is Kyle Hammond. That's a really great song for so many reasons. Kyle Hammond is who you heard from. I like the breed of V is a mystery. It's a nice hook. How old are you, Kyle?
I'm 10 years old.
And is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
Yeah, some friends of mine in Santa Barbara and some friends and family from who are coming over this weekend for Memorial Day.
How nice. What are the names of your friends in Santa Barbara?
Scott, Teresa, Ava, and Mia.
Well, they can text us if they'd like at 412-200-5975 to let us know that they're listening. What got you interested in playing guitar and writing songs?
Well, when I was little, I wanted to play guitar, so my mom got me a guitar, and then I just wanted to start playing. but I couldn't start playing because my hands and arms weren't too big to like hold a guitar. So I had to start off with the ukulele and then work my way up to the guitar.
And are you playing a lot now?
Yes.
I had a feeling because you sound great.
Thank you.
What advice would you give to somebody that hasn't learned guitar yet but would like to learn guitar?
I don't really know. Just stay relaxed, I guess. I'm not sure.
That's very good advice, actually, to stay relaxed. I mean, it's something you've clearly done just a good job of it. You've got a second song. And what?
Yeah.
And was the first song, was it My Dog V? I'm just guessing.
My Dog Fee.
Yeah, Fee.
Yeah.
And what's the second song, the name of it?
It's the Costa Rican Jam. It's about when me and the family from Santa Barbara, we went to Costa Rica.
Ah, excellent. And let me tell you, before you hear from Kyle, if you're tuned in to hear Letta, she will be playing just after 11 o'clock. So you have not missed her. She'll be coming up here with the second song is Kyle Hammond.
Can we start over, please? Okay.
Absolutely. Kyle Hammond, thank you. And more good things to come in a moment when Leda joins us. And we'll try to get Joel to talk a little bit about his teaching, too. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, IQKidsRadio.org, listen imaginatively, Radio Phoenix, where the valley comes to talk, sing, connect, and SLBRadio.org, where listening is easy using the TuneIn radio app or the Simple radio app available on all platforms and devices free of charge, or just stop by SLBRadio.org and listen on any browser of your choice. We have Lita ready to perform. She's going to be with us in just a second. We're also going to talk with Joel Lindsay. Joel Lindsay is a great performer as well as somebody who's been doing a great job teaching kids. And Joel Kyle sounded so great. Kyle Hammond just now. And in just a few moments, we're going to have Lita Perdriel Ahrens. Lita, you're used to that. I'm usually better at that. I'm sorry. Lita Perdriel Ahrens is going to be joining us, and you'll get to meet her directly. Tell me about your teaching approach. You have really managed to be a great muse for so many kids, haven't you?
I think it's important for a young kid who's studying music to enjoy it. If they don't enjoy it, then they, you know, often they just don't stick with it. And, you know, music teachers see that often. So I think it's important to find a balance for these students to be learning the theory side, but also let them be creative. And Lita and Kyle are two of my students who just practice so much, which I'm so pleased about, which is why they're so good. Not only are they very talented, but they really do practice. They put a lot of work in, and they write their own songs. And, you know, they're two just fantastic songwriters.
And how did you was this obvious to you, the ability, the need for making it fun and adding a component of self-expression? Or did it take a little trial and error to figure out that that was important?
I think it was from my own experience when I was a young kid. You know, I remember taking a piano lesson with a teacher, and I just had such a bad feeling about the way it was going to go. It was going to be too strict. I wasn't going to enjoy it. And after one lesson, I said to my parents, I don't want to take lessons with that person. It doesn't feel right. Huh. And I always remember that experience. Later on, I played the violin and the guitar, and my teachers were much more inspiring to me. And I guess that's when I realized that, you know, if you have a teacher that will listen to what the student wants to learn, you know. Not every student is a songwriter. Not every student wants to be a singer. It just so happens that these two read music very well and they write. So that's what we do. But obviously, like I said, for some of my students, they're either classical guitar players or, you know, they just want to be rock and roll lead electric guitar players. So every student's different. So I think it's important to cater to the needs of each individual student.
Joel is married to a woman who teaches piano, and at the Three Rivers Arts Festival coming up next month, some of your students and some of her students will be performing together.
That's right. My wife, Amy, originally from Beaver County. Hello, Amy. She has a lot of students, and I have a good number of students too, and I don't want to say our most talented students, but the ones that we feel have worked hard enough that deserve the opportunity will be performing on June 7th. There's a stage on Stanwyck Street. If you go to my website, joellindsayentertainment.com, you can find out about where the stage is going to be. But it's about 6 o'clock in the evening on June 7th. We'll be featuring our superstar young songwriter performers.
That's great and a pretty good gig, too.
Yeah.
All in all, we'll talk with Lita after her first song, and it's a pleasure to introduce her. This is Lita Perdriel Ahrens.
Long, long ago in a small town, there lived a girl named Annie McGee. She lived all alone in a small house. Her shadows and reflections were to deserve the life that she leads.
That's the beautiful voice and guitar of Lita Perdriel Ahrens. And tell me about that song. Did you first write the lyrics, or how? Forgive me for asking you too much, but I'm just curious about just the process, not the meaning. Which came first?
Definitely the chords. I was just playing around with chords, and then I showed them to Joel, and we both sort of decided that it was definitely like a story song. And then we came up with the lyrics afterwards.
Yeah, and I asked you that not to analyze it too much, was because it sounds like a classic ballad, and it made me wonder if you put a story to music, but you did it as an integrated process. So that's really good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 13, and I go to school at Dorseyville Middle School in the Fox Chapel Area School District.
Any hellos or shout-outs to anybody who might be listening? Anybody, say, out on the West Coast? Kyle had West Coast listeners.
Well, shout-out to my grandma. She's in Michigan. I think she's listening. My mom, who, I don't know if she's listening. She might be on a plane right now, but yeah.
Well, she'll hear you as part of the on-demand listening. You'll be able to listen back at neighborhoodvoices.org. Do you have any advice for somebody learning how to play?
I would say just stick with it and practice. Don't really give up on it, because sometimes it's hard, but after a certain point of practicing, it's just fun, and it's not really hard anymore.
Do you ever want to give up?
Not anymore, really.
Did you ever want to give up? Not anymore. That implies that maybe at one time. I think it's tough. I mean, I think anything new, you sort of go through your ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're a great songwriter. If you're just joining us, Kyle Hammond performed earlier, equally terrific in their own ways, students of Joel Lindsay. Now, the next song is not a song that Lita wrote, but I'm glad you're going to do it. I do need to share with you that as Joel and Lita were getting everything together, Joel said, well, you're going to do your song, and then you're going to do your song. And it was kind of one of these who's on first routines, because they weren't, we're going to do your song first, and then we'll finish with your song.
Exactly.
And that's what they did. They did your song first, and her song, actually. And now you're going to finish with your song. Thank you both, and thanks also to Kyle for being here today. And Elton John, did you do this alone, or was Bernie Taupin? I think Bernie Taupin was part of this, too, with a song you'll probably recognize. And our thanks again to Joel Lindsay, Kyle Hammond, and to Lita Perdriel Ahrens.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Song, and this one's for
excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes
Lita Perdriau Ahrens, and our thanks to her and Kyle Hammond playing earlier, and to Joel Lindsay, the Saturday Light Brigade Memorial Day weekend.